It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, the number one hit music station. When you just need the feedback of the masses, you need Playhouse.
It's group therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
Group therapy. And today we got Playhouse family member Shelly, who's dealing with a stinky situation. In fact, the subject line when we started our email exchange, I went back to look at it just to make sure I remembered all the bullet points that you shared with us as we got into this conversation. And the subject line was poo smell, which I thought was kind of funny.
Actually, I think smell better than it does in my yoga class, because this girl obviously ingests a ton of garlic, and you know, when you sweat, it comes out in your pores, and it's people are like gagging. And actually now some women are not going, because this, I know who it is, and it's just like, what do? I tell her? I really don't know what to do.
So it's ruining your enjoyment of your yoga experience that you otherwise would enjoy, this time slot, this trainer, because there's that one smelly person in there that nobody wants to tell is smelly. It is a tricky situation.
It's very tricky.
I do think it complicates it. That doesn't sound like you guys are pals. You just know who the stinky person is, but we'll talk about it, okay?
Thanks. You're awesome.
I think I would tell the yoga instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're paying for a yoga class. You've been talking to some of the other ladies there, people there. And y'all have identified who the smelly person is who makes the class not fun. I think I'd tell the instructor, like, listen, you hang after class. I don't want to make this weird. It's making me hard to even want to come here. And this time is great for me. I love the class. I love your sessions. But Susie, who always wears the same stinky green sports bra, she smells.
Yeah, it can't be you saying that to someone. It would just come off as rude. Maybe if you do tell someone from the gym, some sort of staff there, and then they have to have a way to handle it.
Okay, it's a little odd too, because is yoga that sweaty of a activity?
It can be. Like, is it hot yoga? Cranking the heat up in there? Ooh, it'd be even smellier. Uh-huh. I can't.
Yucky. Well, what they do, because at first they'd be like, who's this crazy lady? Oh, that's Shelly. She's always saying the same person smells. But you know they're going to put an undercover nose in there. It's going to be a conversation. They're going to go in there when this class is happening. They're going to be doing the old sniff test.
Sounds like a creepy Darth Vader. Yeah.
Right, that girl is smelly.
And then they'll go ahead and decide what to do from there. I think you tell staff from the gym. I really do. You can't say, because you don't know this person. You can't just be like, hey, lady to lady, you kind of smelly. You can't do that, can you?
Did they notice that it is her clothes that smell, or like her shoes or something? Like,
yeah.
It's hard to identify. What do you just know someone just smells, they smell?
Yeah, you just got to start somewhere and then let them figure it out. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's your job to solve the smell. It's just your job to identify it. And then they do with what they will with that information.
But if it's you who know, like if I know you have smelly shoes, I think you could kind of be like, whew.
Lose the shoes.
Yeah, those shoes. You should get a new pair. Hey, have you checked out these new ones I got? Da, da, da.
Are you trying to tell us if we got smelly shoes?
No, but that's what I was just thinking. Like, if you can identify the source.
If you can help identify the source.
Hey, I know we don't know each other very well.
You don't have to.
Can you downward face that dog over here so I can take a sniff of you? No. Also, I'm in a relationship. I'm not really sure how you even start that conversation.
I think... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you have to. If you can identify it, great, but I don't think you have to. I think you get the information to them and let them go from there.
You have a situation where you really like your yoga class. You just think it's the bee's knees. It's the bee's downward facing on your knees. And there's someone there that's a little bit smelly. And it's really making you don't even like going there anymore. But that's a great time for you. You love the instructor. What would your move be? Would you try to say something to that person? Would you just give up on the class altogether? Would you do something else? 237, it's text 35270. Twitter, Snapchat certainly works. At 194 Playhouse or at 194 Official. Little before 8 with the weekend. Dying for you. Y94. Good morning, Playhouse. Y94 in the middle of group therapy this morning. We were chatting with Shelly a couple of minutes ago. She's seeking your feedback. Now, let me just hit the bullet points for you here. Shelly's got a yoga class she really enjoys, and she doesn't know a lot of women in it, but she knows the time slot, location, the instructor at all. works for her. She really enjoys it.
However, did you grab like you were grabbing a butt?
I was just, well, like that's what I do in yoga. I'm being expressive with my hands.
See that?
Like a good orator. And so, really enjoys that yoga class. And wants to know, like, what do I do here? There's a person in my class that kind of smells. And she described it as like an Italian garlic restaurant smell. She doesn't like it. It's very just a stinky smell.
Maybe she works at Olive Garden.
She might. She didn't like it. And she's apparently struck up a conversation with a couple other girls that are like switching times they're going because they so don't enjoy working with this person they think smells bad. And she's wondering if this is you. This is the time you want to go. That's the instructor you want to have. You want to be there. What are you going to do with that information? What do you see in there, Amy Kay?
Someone said maybe the person has cancer. Sometimes people with cancer take garlic pills.
And now, if this was Am I the Jerk, now you'd be the jerk.
We're a jerk.
Absolutely, yeah.
Dang it.
Another person saying that you could ask the instructor to just make a general announcement about personal hygiene.
Ah.
Someone else said, I wish there was a social acceptable way to say this. As much as people say, please say something if that was me or if I smelled, it's a trap. It's always a trap. You can't say anything, even if it is your best bud. Only maybe talk to the staff member and they can try to solve a solution. I've had this talk with someone that I worked with at my old place. He smelled so bad. People were trying to figure out where it came from, and they would purposely avoid him. He ended up with the whole place to himself during those hours. I had to approach him and just kind of blamed it on people being too sensitive.
I don't think I can tell somebody they smell, if I'm being honest. Like, really enjoy the both of you. I really, really do. And we spend...
If I smelled, you guys wouldn't tell me.
I would hope.
We spend 4 hours locked in a tiny little room together.
Yeah.
Nearly on top of each other in like the worst social distance ever because we're about 2 feet away. Basically in each other's laps.
Yep.
I am the Santa, you are the children in my lap. You could smell just terrible.
Say under the bird's wing or something, but sure.
Either way, you could smell just god-awful, and I don't think I would be able to say anything.
Are you serious?
Because I would hurt your feelings. It would hurt your feelings, and I would feel bad, and I just like you too much to tell you smell.
I think what we do a good job, though. I think if we stink, we admit it. In the room. Like, if you catch it yourself, I think... Just the other day, you were talking about your deodorant not working.
I used... the wife's loaded up the house with this natural deodorant because, you know, natural.
I smell like a wood stove right now. I can't get it off.
I usually only think I smell if I eat, like, a sub with onions on it.
It's not the only time, and I won't tell you when. Because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
So is it today?
So, your shoes.
Do these smell? I have had a pair of shoes that smell. Now I'm paranoid.
No. I wouldn't tell you, though.
With all of us having sinus and cold stuff, too, I don't think we even know if we smell.
And that is the blessing. Mm-hmm. That is the blessing, especially in the studio from time to time.
Hey!
Yellow!
Well, I think you should suggest if they like Italian food or what kind of food they like. And then that way you could kind of break in to like, yeah, you know, I like garlic. I always feel it in this gym. I think there's a lot of people that like Italian food or something. And maybe you could get to nudging them. I mean, you could just always say how much you love garlic, you know, and that's why you're smelling it, you know, just to be nice to them.
Truthfully. I feel like just being like, Italian smells. That is such a half-hearted Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott effort to try to save your situation. That is not worth your time.
Check down.
Why even throw that pass? Just don't. Just take a knee and don't say nothing if that's what you're going to do. Just don't even bother.
It's weird, though, is now I kind of want to smell. Because like if she smells like Olive Garden, I'm in. I'm for it.
That's true. I mean, I do like a good breadstick.
Like a good garlic breadstick, yeah. My wife was a bartender at Zorba. She always would like apologize for smelling like pizza and beer. And I'm like, why?
That's why I married you.
This is what I want everything to smell like.
But could you imagine it? It's like sweaty Olive Garden at the gym mixed with other smells. Like, it's not going to smell good.
If you put romantic music behind that, what is that? Like, sweaty garlic. Olive Garden.
Did you want some romantic music?
No, I don't think it's going to work. I thought I'd try it. I don't think it's going to work.
No. Best I can do is Barry White.
Is this happening at yoga?
I heard people say. Yeah. So it's like, you got to.
We got it together, didn't we?
You're trying to imagine sweaty garlic, right?
Nobody but you. And me.
It works. If not, it sounds hot.
It does, yeah.
I don't know.
It's still not working for you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well.
I think they have this new, like, gel-ish stuff that's supposed to be like a deodorant type thing. I would just tell her, hey, have you heard of this? Lumi? It really works. You should just try it. And I would get her a little bit.
So you have a specific thing you want to try to sell her, basically. What is it?
Lumi, like L-U-M-E. And it's like a deodorant where you could put it under your arms. And I would just offer it to her like, oh my God, this really works. Have you ever tried it?
Wait. Have you heard of this crazy thing? It's a deodorant. You put it under your arms.
Okay, but it's not. It works for, it's more than just your armpits. You can put it anywhere on your body.
Oh, well, that's not what she said.
Just walk up and, like, I'm just, like, the axe shower just hose her down. It's kind of, you know, I think all of these are bad ideas. All of them. Just, I think, was it, who said tell the instructor?
Me.
That's what you do.
Me.
Yeah.
I win.
All of these are worse.
You know what? She hung up the phone. So we're just going to end on, hey, have you heard about this really nice thing? It's called deodorant. And I don't know if you, it's pretty cool. You don't want to be smelly. You put that under your arms.
Well, yeah, you know what I didn't factor in? This is yoga. This is like a very natural, what's a kemosabe? I can't even say the words. What if it, like, you find your feng shui, earthy, maybe?
I think chemoswabby was the way to go.
All right.
Do you mean, like, your, like, pheromones, like what
zen.
You
like,
put out?
Maybe, I'm just saying she's maybe, like, a very natural person. Like, maybe she's, like, incense around the house. And,
okay,
like,
she's not
zen.
Wearing deodorant
yeah,
type.
All yeah. natural.
Maybe, because you said she smelled like garlic. Maybe she's worried about vampire attacks.
Ah.
Been there. Especially this time of year, sun ain't shining as much, a little bit of overcast, perfect for vampires.
And they kind of do dim the lights at yoga to make it peaceful.
Mm.
And yoga's vampires love yogas.
Just known fact.
Yoga and vampires go hand in hand. Well, because they're
careful.
So flexible.
Hollywood's pretty desperate right now. They would run with that script in a hot second.
Someone said just bring air freshener and let it go.
Oh, yeah, you can buy them in the cans. They go off like grenades. Have you seen those?
That's
cars.
What you,
you put them in the cars and you turn your age.
So I'm going to go back. I'm gonna circle back.
Yep.
Why don't you tell the instructor, yeah. Hey, class kind of smelly. Let them deal.
Yep.
Let them deal with it.
Playhouse in the morning.